Well, welcome to Real Talk with Jordan Riley, where the real talk does not come from me. It comes directly from God's Word. And before we get started today, please consider subscribing to our channel, giving this a thumbs up, and supporting what we do by going to realtalkwithjordan.com. On today's episode, we're going to discuss the opening ceremonies of the 2024 Summer Olympic Games. Now, I know this has probably been talked about to death, but I think there's something vital we're missing. So are you ready? Let's go.
Clearly, there was never an intention to show disrespect to any religious group. On the contrary, I think that Thomas Joly really tried to really intend to celebrate community tolerance. That was his word yesterday. And looking at the result of the polls that we shared, we believe that this ambition was achieved. If people have taken any offense, we are, of course, really, really sorry.
Well, I wanted to start off this episode by showing you that the organizers of the opening ceremonies have already openly apologized for what happened, but it's clear they didn't get it. They hoped for tolerance, but what were they tolerating? I mean, it looks like they tolerated every religion except for Christianity. But like I said, this topic has already been talked to death and posted to death. So I wanted to approach it from a different angle. And also, I want to share with you what a pastor friend of mine said on Sunday that really hit me hard and we all need to consider. First of all, I want to make it super clear that the opening ceremonies were disgusting. It was an offense to the God of the Bible and Christians all around the world. But I want you to hear me say this, that if you choose to watch it or you choose not to watch it, that is your decision. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12, we have the liberty to do so. But remember what Paul said at the end of the verse. He said that not all things are beneficial to us. Second, and I believe what's even more important, is the way Christians have reacted to the opening ceremonies. Again, I think it's absolutely fine if you don't want to watch it. That is your choice. However, when you go on social media and you take a screenshot of the Last Supper with Jesus that was put in there with drag queens and all that craziness, and all you do is put in big letters, boycott, that is something I believe that is not wise and not something we should do. We have to remember that the world is watching us, you guys, and we're either pointing them to chaos or we're pointing them to Christ. And according to the Bible, in Matthew 5, verses 13 through 16, we are to point people to Christ. We are to be salt and light. Let's not forget that Jesus ate with sinners and spent a lot of time with them. Now, of course, he did not endorse their sin, but he loved them and he called them to repent and turn to him. And he shared the truth with them. And this is an important point, and you need to hear why. Because if all we do is write boycott on a picture on Facebook, and nothing else, we are going to confuse the world around us. We need to remember in Romans chapter 2, verse 4, it says that God's kindness is what leads us to repentance, not the shouting of his angry followers who are upset by the opening ceremonies of the Olympics. Again, I am not condoning evil, not at all. But what I'm trying to say is that we should be less concerned about what the world did in those images and more concerned about people who are heading to hell and do not have a relationship with Jesus. See, Jesus doesn't need us to shout about the evil in the world. He commands us to make known the gospel and to preach the word, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. And I think many well-meaning Christians missed an amazing opportunity to share the good news of Jesus and call people to repent. See, the Bible is clear in Proverbs chapter 27, verse 1, that tomorrow is not guaranteed for anyone. And so what are we doing today to point people to Jesus? Romans 1:16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation for all who believe." And let's just be clear, the Bible does not say that boycotting the Olympics and making 20 posts about it on Facebook is the power of God unto salvation. Also, I want to call out one thing, and this goes for each and every one of us. The whole boycott thing, which again is your personal choice, if you're not careful, can make Christians look like hypocrites to the world. And if you think I'm kidding, think about this just a second. Right now, you are watching this episode on YouTube. and YouTube is a godless platform. Also, Facebook. You post the boycott Olympics on Facebook all over the place, and Facebook is a godless platform. Or what about the companies who celebrated gay pride during Pride Month in June? They put pride flags all over their logos, celebrated sin. Did you boycott each and every one of those companies? I highly doubt it. Did you stop ordering stuff off of Amazon or stop going to McDonald's or stop watching sports or stop going to Target or whatever store it may be? I mean, last time I checked, homosexuality is an abomination to the Lord. Romans chapter 1, verses 24 through 28. Or let's get a little more personal. How many of you have put Donald Trump on a pedestal and looked at him as God's anointed one? I mean, that's blasphemy right there. The Bible's clear that Jesus was God's anointed one, not Trump. I mean, you can't miss all the images of Trump all over social media. I mean, he's being held by Jesus. And then he's got blood on his right ear and how that's symbolic of what happened in the Old Testament. And he's been just anointed by God. That is pure fantasy. Or what about the Republican National Convention? I mean, a Catholic priest opened it with prayer. That is completely and totally unbiblical, according to Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. Or the all-seeing eye from the $1 bill that was on the back of the screen of the stage for half of the convention. Or what about how they prayed the Pledge of Allegiance? Are you kidding me? See, too many people are picking and choosing what they want to boycott and what they want to support. And again, if you want to boycott the Olympics, that's fine. And if you want to watch it, that's fine too. But if you're going to go on social media and cry out boycott all over the place, it's confusing to the world when you don't boycott all the other things that are blasphemy and that go against God. Now, I want you to watch this short video by a pastor friend of mine that just happened on Sunday. And I'm telling you, what he had to say really hit me hard, and I believe it's something we all need to hear. Watch this.
Now, for me particularly, I'm strange, you know, I always view things a little bit differently. It doesn't bother me that much what happened this week. I'm actually somewhat grateful for it, not grateful for the debauchery, the sinister evilness of it, but I'm grateful for the results that it brings. And I've been grateful for over the last couple of years now, because I have been noticing, particularly here in the U.S., people waking up and their eyes are getting illuminated to the evils that have been hiding in the shadows for such a long time, but are now more aware of those things. We've been seeing that in our local schools. We've been seeing that in politics. We've been seeing that in our corporations and businesses, where people are realizing that behind the scenes, in the shadows, there's more evil, sinister things going on. And we live in a time where the demons don't hide in the shadows anymore. They're bold. They're courageous. And we have, this past Friday night, the men met in this room, and we, on our faces before God, cried out for revival in our nation. We want to see that. Christians are crying for revival. We want to see revival. But maybe you're not aware that we've been witnessing a revival, an awakening for years now, just not by Christians. It's by those in the dark realm of this world, the demonic realm, that has had a revived sense of power and boldness and courage that we haven't seen in much of us for our lifetimes. And I think a lot of that has to do with Satan knows that his time is short, and so he's going to wreak as much havoc as he can while he can in this world. And so the demonic realm that surrounds us, that we're unaware of, that and has for all of our life has worked in the shadows, is now working more openly, more publicly. And when that happens, nothing creates more of a contrast between light and darkness, righteousness and wickedness. And if you've ever read a history book, or if you know anything about church history, you know that when the world becomes wicked and dark, that all that does is fuel the flames of the Christian gospel. It causes people to turn to Christ. And so I'm praying that that will be the case here. I also am not shocked by any of this. I mean, after all, it's the Olympics. We kind of forget the origin of the Olympics. Go back some 3,000 years ago, when, you know, in the Greco-Roman Empire, they would claim that the god Zeus himself is the one who created the games, and that the games were meant for his worship, and that they were meant to bring sacrifices for him. And not just the Olympic Games that took place in Olympia, but also you have the Caspian Games, you have all of throughout the Greco-Roman Empire, and they're similar as they are today, between 4 years and 2 years apart, and they were athletic games. But they were not just athletic games. They were religious, spiritual gatherings where sacrifices were made to the pagan gods, where worship was given to the pagan gods. And each one of the games represented different gods. It should not be surprising to you that when the demons who led those gods, the demons who empowered those gods of the past, are feeling boldness in our present time, that they would be reverting or reviving back to their old ways. All they're doing is saying, hey, what we have once done in the past, we want to do again, because we feel the freedom to do so. And that is what we're witnessing in our lifetime. And fortunately, even the secular world around us is beginning to see the demonic nature of the time that we live in. And so, yes, I boycott it. I am I'm against it, as they'd say in the South. I'm against it, all the wickedness that it represents. But at the same time, I recognize the open door that it creates for the church, the open door for the gospel. So pray that God would be glorified.
Now, I want to make it clear once again, just so that no one twists my words. If you want to boycott the Olympics, go ahead. That is your right. That's fine. But if you want to watch it, that's also your right. And that's also fine. But don't be shocked when the world acts like the world. And the fact is that France as a whole hates the God of the Bible. But let me ask you this. How did you and I act before Jesus graciously saved us? I don't know about you, but I was a wretched, lost, evil, blind sinner. But look what God did for me. He chose me. He drew me to himself. He allowed me to hear the gospel and opened my blind eyes to the truth of his word. He regenerated me. He forgave me and he saved me. So my challenge to all of us today is that we don't miss the opportunity to proclaim the truth of God's word. Yes, we can talk about the things that we hate, but also lovingly and boldly tell people about Jesus and how he came to earth for wretched sinners like you and like me who couldn't save ourselves, who were dead in sin, and how he lived the perfect life, and how he died a substitutionary death, and how he rose on the third day, and how he ascended into heaven, and how someday soon he will return to get those that are his. This is what we need to post about, and this is what the world needs to hear.